Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Are you guys familiar with Janu-Harry?
No.
Cassie, step right up here. Okay.
What?
I'm glad that none of you have, even though I wouldn't be invested in it. But you know how I have a personal jihad against body here. So Janu-Harry now, apparently in sub-communities, is women not shaving, not doing anything with the hair on their body or anything for the entire month.
Dude, that's just January for me.
that's October for me.
It doesn't need a label.
It really honestly doesn't.
They are trying to normalize body hair on women, and this has been going on now since 2019.
Huh.
The Instagram account has 40,000 followers, and it says their goals include promoting self-confidence, challenging societal beauty standards, and creating a supportive community where people can share their journey.
I like that.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I mean,
yes.
I do it already.
I do it already too.
No need reason.
That wasn't a joke.
The whole month you just decide like, hey, I'm just not going to shave this month.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm one of those people anyway that my hair, it's on my body. I couldn't even do laser hair removal because my hair is so blonde and it's kind of like sparse anyway. But yeah, it's like during the winter, if I'm not showing my legs, I'm not shaving my legs.
How about your pits?
Yeah, I do my pit. They're easy. Yeah, legs are a pain to shave. So I just wait until it's uncomfortable in my jeans and then I shave it.
Until it's a force and then you're like, well, time to whack it down.
All right, so here it is, January 3rd. We're not here to shame you. We're not here to embarrass you. We will embrace you. If you can confess that you had a New Year's resolution, you were hardcore about it too. This is going to be the year I change, damn it. This is going to be the year I change. And it's January 3rd. And it's already gone out the window. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. We have agreed, and I thought it was all of us. But
I thought so, too.
Maybe I read the schedule, and it said it was just you and I doing this?
Well, we were the ones that submitted personal stories about it.
Okay.
So that's why I put us down, because I know for sure you and I are doing it. But if I remember correctly, before leaving for our holiday vacation, I think a majority of the staff were on board.
You on board, Abby, for dry January, no alcohol?
Yeah, I've been dry since December 2nd, actually. So I'm already ahead of the game.
Wow. Really?
Been sober for a whole month.
For you? Was there something that brought that on, or are you just like, you know what, I'm just done?
Yeah, because I was like, I just kind of thought like it's probably good to just like get ahead of the game in terms of like not trying to like cram it all into January, because I think people do it for a month in January and think like, oh, like it's going to fix everything. But I'm like, if I start weaning myself off when everybody else is drinking very, very heavily, it's probably going to be a healthier thing.
And there are professionals that warn, like, if you do dry January, don't do that just so February 1st, you can just like gorge yourself with alcohol, because a lot of people do that. Like, they're like, oh, I went a whole month without drinking, and then like they go overboard as soon as they start drinking again. So that kind of defeats the purpose of a dry January.
Mo, were you in?
I said I was in to be a team player, but I knew I was going to lose.
Have you already had a drink?
No, I haven't yet.
Really?
But I'm back now. I'm pretty sure the next one.
Really? It's the third day of January.
He said he's already been tested.
Yeah, I was tested. On January 1st, I had some friends that were going to a bar to watch some of the games, and they invited me to go. And I'm like, I just can't. I am not at a place where I can go to a bar and not drink yet.
That is tough.
I can't do that. I just can't. I was proud of myself for going to a bar and having food the other day and not drinking when I was at the bar, because normally I feel like the bartender looks at you weird if you're not ordering a drink, which is just in my head. So I turned that one down. Then I did. I went to dinner last night, normally where I would just have a glass of wine or a drink, and I didn't. I really feel in my heart this is not going to be a problem for me at all. I started not drinking when I was on vacation. That's when. Then when I got back, I got a lot of drunk friends. Kristen.
Sorry.
So I'm kind of over it, and I don't feel the need. I'm ready to do this, and it doesn't feel like it's even going to be like a big deal.
No, and I'm so ready to do this too. I just it for like a cleanse purpose, because they're the month of December, and especially if you have a toddler, you drink a lot. So, and I pretty much got it out of my system on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Especially when we started cleaning up the next day and saw how many bottles we went through, which was disgusting, but that's okay.
We were crushing.
Oh, my God. So, no, I'm just, I know I'm going to sleep better. I'm going to feel better. And so I'm 100% down. I do have a couple of things that I'm already thinking ahead, because I know I'm going to be challenged, because my husband and I are going on our very first, away overnight stay together without the kid.
Yeah, you don't want to be sober for that.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I got to hang out with my husband by myself, and you want me to be sober to do it? Like, get out of here. So, but yeah, I have two things that'll test me in January to see if I can really stay strong with the dry January.
Okay.
That's my problem too. I got a birthday to celebrate the weekend after this one, and Katie and I have developed like this routine of having a drink together on Thursdays. That's probably going to be hard for me to break.
There's always, it's never going to be a good month. I mean, if you casually drink, it's never going to be a good month.
But we're going to make this a competition, and this time a dry spell is a good thing, because last year it was the sex bell, right? And somebody still hasn't rang it. We're not going to name names, Katie. So we have the bell in here. So if you do have a drink, you have to come in and hit the bell, and you're out of dry January.
Deal.
Okay.
All right.
Angela, here we are, January 3rd. You made a New Year's resolution, and damn it, it's gone already.
Yes, for the safety of my children, I had to cancel my New Year's resolution.
Okay.
I used to drink 50 Cokes a day, no judgment. Cold turkey quit. Last year, the nerves, the kids getting on my nerves, I had to have a Coke. It's like an addiction. And it's like drinking, but I do it with caffeine. So they literally, until they get back to school today, I had to drink a Coke.
All right.
So it's just like drinking alcohol.
Okay, so no judgment, but I want to ask you about 50 Cokes a day, because I'm looking at the time, and how can you even drink 50 in a day?
I used to drink from a 2-liter. Like, it was too much to actually open up the small cans and the 24-ounce bottles, because I would just go for a 2-liter. And I worked at a company that had Coca-Cola representatives coming in. They actually gave me a Coke machine next to my cubicle for 5 cents Cokes, because I drank so much Coke.
That's like enabling. You should sue them.
That's awesome. Not helping at all.
50 Cokes a day.
Wow.
Damn. We will know.
How many times did you pee a day?
I didn't pee. You don't pee a lot, because it's not a lot of liquid literally staying in your body. Like, but you don't sweat. You don't sweat at all. Like, I've never sweated my entire life. I just didn't sweat. And people are like, why don't you sweat? I'm like, because I guess there's nothing to sweat out.
Because you were dehydrated.
It's completely clean in there, man. It cleaned me out.
Yeah, I bet you didn't.
Never seen a cleaner colon.
Okay. I bet you didn't pee for 6 months, though. That must have been uncomfortable. Now,
I'm sending them back to school with a case of Coke for each of my teachers, since I can't give them alcohol. Because God bless the teachers. These kids need to go back to school today.
Wow. You are feeling it. Well, we will know if you quit drinking Coke, because their stock price will go way down. Way down.
If Coke is in trouble, it's because Redhead quit.
All right, Angela, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Have an awesome year.
See you. You too.
I like that she's just embracing the
crowd.
Yeah.
I'm
the Burt Show.